Today's shiur is in Masechta Erevin, Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, the last word, Gufa. Says the Gemara, Gufa, we have learned before, Amar Rav said, Ein Mavi Nitter Belechi V'kora, that a Mavi that is enclosed on three sides does not become permitted with a Lechi or a Kora, Ad Sheyehu Batim V'chatzeres Psichen Latocha, unless, as Rashi explains, there are two chatzeres, there are two yards, and each of those yards have two houses that are open into the chatzer, and likewise the chatzer, the two chatzeres, are open to the mavi. That is the only case when a lechi and kora, which we've had earlier in the Masechta, a beam on top or a side post, in the case of a lechi, would be matter this mavi to be able for all the people in the houses and the chatzeres to carry in the mavi. This is the opinion of Rav. Shmuel Amar and Shmuel is of the opinion that you don't need two chatzeres and two batim, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas, even if you have one house without a chatzer, or and plus you have chatzer achas, you have one field, and Rashi says in Divrei HaMaschil afilu churba, the ein chatzer beloy bayis. Whenever we use the word chatzer, we mean that that chatzer has one house. So according to Shmuel, it's enough to use a lechi v'kora to be matur a mavi, which has one house without a chatzer. And on the other hand, there is also a chatzer with a bayis. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan is even more makel. He makes it easier, and he says that a lechi and a kora will help for a mavi, afila churva, even if there is a ruined dwelling which is owned by someone, but he is not living in that ruined area. And on the other side, you have a chotzer with a bias. If you have that minimum amount, it's enough for a lechi and kora to be matur the mavi. Amrle Abayel Rabbi Yosef, Abay said to Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rabbi Yosef, did Rabbi Yochanan say his din that a lechi v'kora would be matur amavi afilu b'shvil shel kramim? One side you'd have a chotzer with a bayis, and the other side, instead of having a churva, you would have a path that goes through the vineyards, and there would be mechitzas around the path, and it would be ke'ein, it would be similar to a rishus hayochid with no one living there. Would that also be acceptable? Would that be considered similar to a churva, that it should be mutter to put a lechi v'kora to be matur that mavui? Amar lei, he said to him, he responded, loy amar Rabbi Yochanan ela b'churva. Rabbi Yochanan only permitted it by a churva. De chazi ladira, true that there's no one who's living there right now, but one could live in a churva, whereas in a shvil shel kramim, there is no one living there, and it's not chaziladir, it's not fitting to live there as well. That would not be permitted with a lech v'kora to carry in such a mavui, even according to the leniency of Rabbi Yochanan. Aval shul shel kram, deloy chaziladira, loy, he did not say his din. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna bar Hinnina said, "V'az Rabbi Yochanan l'tame." Rabbi Yochanan is going lishi tosai. In this leniency of Rav Yochanan, that even a shul shel kramim would, even a churva would become mutter with a lechi v'kora, the mavi would become mutter with a lechi v'kora, there is a leniency, an added leniency, as the Meforshim explain, because a shtufe mevoyos would not be required, since no one is living in the churva. The owner of the churva is not present, so he would not aser upon the other chotzer, which has a house. So the Jew in that house would be able to carry into the mavui without a shtufe mevoyos. He would need a lechi v'kora, but he would not require a shtufe mevoyos. However, he's only allowed to carry from his house into the mavi, but to go further from the mavi into the churva, since the churva is owned by someone else, that much he's not allowed to do. So why don't we say that a shtuf mevoyis is required because he may come to carry not only from his house into the mavui, but he'll carry from his house through the mavui into the churvan. That would be usur. So why don't we require a shtuf mevoyis for that reason alone? So what do we see from Rabbi Yochanan? That in his leniency of churva, he's also permitting, he's not geyser, he's not worried that maybe the person will enter into the churva where he's not allowed to, and therefore the halach is, he does not need a shtuf mevoyis. So this leniency, that we're not geyser, that once he's carrying already from his house into the mavi, he won't come to carry into the churva as well, that Rav Yochanan goes l'shitasoi. He paskin in another matter which is similar, also this type of leniency. This none we learned in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Shimon said, Echad gan goyz, ve'echad karfifioiz, ve'echad chatzeres, rishus achashein, lekelim sheshofsu l'tochad. What Rav Shimon is saying is that the only time you need an eruvi chatzeres to carry from your house into a chatzer that is shared with other people living in this neighborhood that use this chatzer, that is only to bring things from your house into the chatzer. But let's say there was something there, a keli was there already from the beginning of Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was not in your house. It was already in the chatzer. So then those kelim are permitted to be carried without an eruv chatzeros from a rooftop to a karfiv, which is an open space, the echad chatzeres, and into a yard that's in front of the houses. They are all considered rishus achasin. They're all one rishus for those kelim that at the beginning of Shabbos were already in the chatzer or on the gag. They can move from one of these rishus to the other. They're all considered one rishus, and it is not necessary to have an eruv chatzeres, even if you're going to bring it from your chatzer into a chatzer that's owned by other people. You are permitted to do that on those kelim. However, velola kelim sheshav subatoy chabayis. But of course, those kelim that at the beginning of Shabbos were in the house, they are not allowed to be brought into the other chatzeros unless an eruv chatzeres was made. The Amar of Yehuda, of Amar Rav, and Rav said, Halachik Rav Shimon, that the Halach in fact follows Rav Shimon. But there's one provision, Vehu Shaloi Irvu. That's only if the B'nai Chatzar, where the Kalim, that were Shavas, that rested at the beginning of Shabbos, were found. That's only if the B'nai Chatzar, those dwellers of the Chatzar, did not combine in with an Erev. Avol irvu, but if they made an eruv chatzeros in that first chatzer, then we're afraid that on Shabbos they're going to bring things from their house into the chatzer, and then once it's in the chatzer through the eruv chatzeros, which was 100% permitted, now they will, without an eruv chatzeres being made to the other chatzeros, once they already have it outside in their chatzer, they will come to bring it to another chatzer. That is what Rav said in the name of Rav Shimon. He made a provision. Rav Shimon's heter for kelim sheshavsu at the beginning of Shabbos, they were already in the chatzer, they're allowed to be brought to another chatzer without eruv chatzeres. That's only if there was no eruv chatzeres made from the bias into the first chatzer. But because then it's a milsa de lo shchicha, it's very unusual that there should be kelim on Shabbos from that house in the chatzer. The only way that it could have been brought into the chatzer without an eruv chatzeres would be that a katan brought it in, or a goy brought it in and left it in the field, or somebody wore an article of clothing and he had a right to bring it into the chatzer from his house without an eruv chatzeres, and then he left it in the chatzer. Only in these unusual circumstances would there be a keli from the house at the beginning of Shabbos, which was in the house, that it was brought in. So it's a milsa loy shchicha. So the Rabbanim weren't geyser, they weren't afraid that you would take those unusual kelim and bring them into another chatzer. However, if there is an eruv chatzeres allowing all the residents from all the houses to bring things into their chatzer, then it's already very frequent, very usual, that there will be kelim from the house in the chotzer. And then if there was no Eruv Chatzeres made from Chotzer A to Chotzer B, we are afraid that those Kalim will be brought into Chotzer B, and therefore we don't even allow Kalim Sheshavsu, even those Kalim that were there from the beginning of Shabbos. There Reb Shimon did not say his Heter, because he was afraid once you're going to start carrying Kalim that were Shavas from the beginning of Shabbos in the Chotzer, you would also come to carry those Kalim that at the beginning of Shabbos were in the house, and which now entered the Chotzer through the Eruv Chatzeres, and he made Exera. That's the opinion of Rav Shimon, according to Rav. Aval Irvu Gazrin and Dilma Asla Fuke Mani de Batam Lachatzer. It'll be very usual for him to bring through the Eruv Chatzeres Kalim from the house into the Chatzer, and then he'll bring them into the next Chatzer, which he's not allowed to do without another Eruv Chatzeres, and therefore Rav Shimon did not even permit the carrying of Kalim that were Shoivis in the Chatzer from the beginning of Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rav Shimon. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. That's the opinion of Rav in Rav Shimon. However, Shmuel in Rav Shimon disagrees. Who Shmuel Amar, Bein Yirvu, Bein Lo Yirvu. They didn't make such a Gzeira. Even if a Chatzer made an Eruv with all the houses of that Chatzer, we are not afraid that they're going to come to carry those Kalim into the other Chatzer without an Eruv Chatzeris, and therefore we do not make a Gzeira on Kalim Sheshavsu that were in the Chatzer from the beginning of Shabbos, that they are not allowed to be carried to the other Chatzer. That's the opinion of Shmuel. Chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha G'Rab Shimon, the Halacha G'Rab Shimon, not like Rav said, only by Lo Yirvu, but Bein Yirvu, Bein Lo Yirvu, the Halacha like G'Rab Shimon, that you can carry Kalim that were Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos from one Chatzer to another. So what do we see? That Rabbi Yochanan is not afraid that he'll come to carry in a place where they made an Eruv Chatzeris, so he'll come to carry the Kalim that were at the beginning of Shabbos in the house and made their way legitimately into the Chatzer, that he would then come to take those Kalim into another Chatzer, which would be prohibited. We're not worried, we don't make a Gzeira on the Kalim Sheshavsu. Similarly over here, in the case of Churva, we're not afraid if we allow him to carry without a shtufim of voice from his house from his chatzer into the Mavui, that he would go ahead and take it from the Mavui into the Churva. We're not geyser, and therefore he is allowed through the Lechi Vekorah to be matur the Mavui, and he's allowed to carry from his house into the chatzer, into the Mavui, through the Lechi Vekorah. Alma loy gazrin and dilma asla fuke mani debatim mechatzer. Just like over there, Rabbi Yochanan said that in the opinion of Rav Shimon, he said we're not geyser, we're not afraid that maybe he'll come to take Kalim of the house into another chatzer. They only had a right to take it in the first chatzer, but we're not afraid they'll take it into a second chatzer. Hachanami, so too over here in the case of Shtufim Avoyis, Loi Gazrinu, we do not make a Gzeira, we're not afraid, Dilma Asla Fuke Mani, the Chotzer, that he'll come to take the Kalim of the Chotzer, not just into the Mavui, which he's allowed to do, but L'Churva, that he'll also come to take it into Churva, we do not make that Gzeira. Yosef Rav Bruna V'Karmel Hashmaitz, Rav Bruna said over this Halacha, and he said over the opinion of Shmuel, that you don't need, like Rav said, to batim in two chatzeres, but rather it's a sufficient if you have one bias without a chatzer, and you have another chatzer with bias, that's sufficient for a lech v'kara to be matur amavui. Amar le Rab Lazer, Rab Lazer said to Rab Bruna, he called him Bar Be Rav, which means Ben HaYeshiva. You who are learning in a yeshiva, I ask you, Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel in fact say this halacha? Amar le Yin, yes, Shmuel said that. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Lazar said to Rav Bruna, Achvi Liushpiza, show me his inn, where he is staying in town. Achvi Lei, so Rav Bruna showed Rabbi Lazar where Shmuel was staying. Also, look how many Shmuel. So Rabbi Lazar came in front of Shmuel in the inn. Amar Lei, he said to Shmuel, Amar Marhachi, is this true what they reported in your name, that one bias plus one chutzer and a bias is enough to permit a lech v'kora in a mavli? Amalein, yes, that's what I said. So then Reb Lazar asked Shmuel, Vohamar, who domer, you, Rebbe, you yourself said, Ein lona be'erevin, the halacha by erevin is only the following, Ella Kalosh Mishnasenu. You have to be medactic, you have to be exactly clear to the requirements as stated in the Mishnah. And what does the Mishnah state? When can we permit carrying in a mavui? Shehamavui lechatzeirois kechatzel labatim. That a mavui has the same relationship to plural chatzeros, to a number of chatzeros, and the minimum of a plural is two. So two chatzeros to one mavui is the same kechatzel labatim, like the case of a ruvi chatzeros to a chatzer. Just like a ruvi chatzeros by a chatzer is done between two houses, so two chatzeros are permitted through a lechi v'kora into a mavui. So we have two chatzeros, and a chatzer always means that there's a bias with the chatzer, but you also need a chatzer labatim. Each chatzer requires two houses, so you have two houses into two chatzeres. How could you? And that's the Lashon HaMishnah. And you told us you have to be medakta, you have to be very specific and clear and particular exactly what the Lashon HaMishnah states. The Lashon of the Mishnah states that you need two houses going into two chatzeres. How could you permit bayis echad the chatzer achas ishtik? Shmuel had no response to this question. The Gemara now wonders, kiblu minei or loy kiblu minei, did Shmuel accept this challenge to what he had paskined or not? Did he accept that he was wrong and he has to paskin like Rav, that you need two batim going into two chatzeres? Or no, he remained, even though he kept quiet and didn't respond, but he remained with his opinion that it's sufficient, bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Tashma, let me bring you a proof that in fact Shmuel did not change from his opinion. That there was a certain mavui. The havadayr bei ivus bar'i, that there was someone called ivus bar'i in one of the chatzeres, and he was there, as the Ritvor explains, with other people sharing that chatzer. So there were a number of houses with one chatzer. On the other chatzer, there was only one Jew living. But there was also, as the Gemara will tell us, there was a shul. Avilei lechya, he made a lechi to permit the carrying of the two chatzeres into the mavi. Vishar le Shmuel. And Shmuel, when he was alive, Shmuel paskin, that this is a legitimate lechi to permit the carrying of the chatzeres into the mavi. And now we turn to Daf, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Asa Rav Anun. As Rashi says, la'achar moy Shmuel, after Shmuel died, Rav Anan came, shadye, he threw down the lechi, indicating that the lechi could no longer permit carrying in the mavi. Amar, he said, he meaning Ivus Bar'i, he said, when he found out that the lechi had been thrown down by Rav Anan, mevoya de darna bay, vasina mishmeidim ar Shmuel, the mavi, where we were living there, and we adjusted it based on the psak of Mar Shmuel, and as we had done everything with the psak of Shmuel, Nasi Ravanan Barav Nishdeman, Ravanan Barav is going to come and he is going to throw it away from us. He's going to take away this lechi from us. How could Iva said, how could Ravanan come along and go against the psak of Shmuel? True, Shmuel has died. And Ravanan, the Gemara now is assuming that Ravanan held like Rav, but how could he go against Shmuel? This is the psak of Shmuel. So Shmaminot would seem from this story, likely Blamene, that Shmuel, as long as he was alive, he did not accept the psak of Rav, that you need two batim and two chatzeres, and that's why he had permitted this mavui with a lechi. He had allowed Ivus to construct the lechi, and this would be a proof to our Shaila whether he was Makabal, the halacha like Rav, or not. It would seem that he was not Makabal. The Gemara says it's no proof. Really, I'll tell you, Kibla Mino. He did accept that you need two chatzeres, and you need two batim going into the two chatzeres. The question is that this was not the case here. On one side, on the side of Ivus and that chatzer, there were a number of houses. True. But on the other side, there was only one Jew. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'cha chazanahu dehava ochel nama v'beisei." There was a chazan of the shul that used to eat bread in his own house. But v'asi bayis beknishna, he used to come at night and he used to sleep in the shul. The Ivus bar'i savar makam pitagor. Ivusbar, he thought, we had a machloikis earlier in this perik, what causes a ruvi chatzeris? Is it eating bread there, or is it sleeping there? So Ivus felt held like the shita is that makampita garam, that's where you eat, that is what causes the eruvi chatzeris. Shmuel tamei, but Shmuel was going to his own shita, his own reasoning, the omer that he paskin makam lina garam. It's not the eating, it's the sleeping. So as the Rishonim explain, that now we can understand this, according to this, what transpired here. Shmuel held a makam lina garam. So it could be the Gemara is trying to say that Shmuel did accept what Rav paskin, that you need two chatzeres, and you need two batim in the two chatzeres. Where was the second bias? The second bias of that second field came in the form of the shul. Because since the chazan of the Beis HaKnesses used to go at night and sleep there, and Shmuel Ishitase holds that Makam Lina is Gorim, so if Makam Lina is where you sleep, that is what affects a Ruvi Chatzeres, so we are in a Shtufim Mevoyes, so we had a bona fide Shtufim Mevoyes over here, because we had one legitimate house in that Chatzer, and now since the Chazan slept there, we had a second legitimate house. So you talk in the two Chatzeres and two Batim in each Chatzer, and that's what you have if we say Makam Lina Gorim. And as Rashi explains, when after subsequent to the death of Shmuel, the Chazan moved out of the Beis HaKnesses. He no longer slept there at night. So now it reverted back that one Chatzar had a number of Batim, and the other Chatzar only now had one bias. The Beis HaKnesses wasn't a factor anymore. So then Ravanan did the right thing. He took down the Lechi. He said, we can know if Shmuel, in fact, at the end of his life, passing like Rav, that you need two batim and two chatzeres, and the Beis HaKnesses doesn't help us at the one chatzer, so that chatzer has only one bias. If so, the lechi, according to Rav, which is, in fact, the halacha lemaisa, how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, you need two chatzeres and you need two batim to be matar alech v'karet amavi. So Mimela Ravana was correct in throwing down that lechi. However, the Gemara explains, what was Ivus bar Yisvara? Ivus bar Yi held that always it's not the lina that causes it. What causes the shtufim avoyis, the eruv chatzeres? It's the makom where you eat. And since the chazan of the Beis HaKnesses says never ate in the shul, he ate at his home, which was somewhere else. It was not in that chatzer. So memela, there was only one house. In memela, there was always only one house. So Ivus held that Shmuel did not have charot at the end of his life. Shmuel paskin not like Rav. Shmuel paskin that all you need is one chatzer with a bias, and you need one bias. And that requirement was fulfilled in the situation of Ivus. Because even when there was a shul, the chazan only slept there, he didn't eat there. And the main thing that causes the shtufim mevoyes and eruv chatzeres is where you eat. And since he didn't eat there, the Beis HaKnesses was never a factor. So it didn't make a difference that he moved out after the death of Shmuel, that the chazan moved away from, he didn't sleep there at night. Because it's always the makom pitas garm. There was never a makom pita over there. Elamai, Shmuel argued on Rav that you don't need two chatzeres and two batim. So that's why Ivus complained, why did Ravana throw down the lechi? The lechi should have helped even after Shmuel's death and even after the chazan moved out of the Beis HaKnesses, because according to Ivus's thinking, Shmuel to the end of his life did not paskin like Rav, but as we mentioned before, halacha lemaisa, it's paskin Shulchan Aruch like Rav that you need two batim and you need two chatzeres. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, mavui shetzidoy echad oved kechavim vetzidoy echad Yisrael. As Rashi explains the case, and we have the diagram, the picture is right in Rashi, that on one side of the mavui you have a chatzer which has a goy, on the other side of the mavui you have three chatzeres, and each one is back to back with the other one. They all have doors that go to the Rishus HaRabim, and between the middle house and the third end house there are windows. There's a window from the third house to the second house. There's a window from the second house to the first house. And then in the first house, there's a door that goes out into the Mavui. So Rav Paskin, that Eim Arvin Oisoi Derech Haloinois Latiroi Derech Psochim Lemavui, that we cannot make an Eruv Chatzeres between the three houses that are lined up back to back, so that we will have a group together in this side of the Mavui to permit the carrying through the windows and through the door of the first house into the Mavui. That you are not allowed to do. What the reason is, we'll see two different reasons in the Gemara why this is not permitted. Amalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rav Afilu B'Chatzer, was this halacha of Rav said only in a case where you have these three houses with their chatzeres going to a mavui, or was it said even if you'd have the same situation, not a shtufi mavois question, but you have an eruv chatzeres question, you'd have three houses back to back, and the question would be, can you be matur the carrying out into the chatzer, not into a mavui? What would be the din there? Amar lei in, yes, that Rav said is din not only by a mavui, but even concerning a Ruvi Chatzer is going to a Chatzer, it's the same din, that Ein Ma'arvin Oisei Derech Haloinais La'atirei Derech Psochem. Now Rabbi Yosef questions Abaye, Di'i Loi Amar Mai, what's bothering you? In other words, let's say he had not said his din by a Chatzer. What is the difference if he did say it by a chatzer or not? The fact is, he said it by a chatzer, not only by a mavi, but by a chatzer also. What would be if he wouldn't have said it by a chatzer? So Abaye responds, Hava mina, I would think, if he had not said it by a chatzer, if he had only said it by a mavi, I would think that Rav had a different reason for his halacha than what he actually, than the actual reason. I would have learned like this. If it was only said by Mavi, I would say, time of the Rav, you know why Rav prohibited such a arrangement? Mishum de kesavar ein Mavi nitter belechi v'kaira ad sheyehu batim v'chatzeres p'suchim l'tarcha. As Rav said on Amid Aleph, and as we paskal halacha, that you can only have a shtufim of voice if you have two chatzeres and you have two batim going into the two chatzeres. So I would think, as Rashi explains, as we'll see soon in the Gemara, that the reason that this situation over here wasn't a viable situation as far as Shtufim of Ois is concerned is because there's a halacha, you need two batim and two chatzeris, and here you didn't fulfill that because on the other side of the Mavi, where you have the goy, diris akum loy shmei dira. His dwelling is not called a dwelling. Therefore, you only have a chatzer going into the mavi from one side. You don't have a chatzer going into the mavi from the other side. So therefore, I would say that that's the reason why Rav Paskin, that you cannot make a shtufim of voice through the windows because you're missing a chatzer on the other side. So, and if I would have learned, that is not the correct shot in Rav, as we'll soon see. But if he had not said his din by chatzer, he had only said his din by mavi, I would have learned that was the reason of Rav. And if you would have asked me in such a pshat, v'tarti lomali, if so, so why did Rav have to say his din twice? On Amid Aleph, he told us that a mavi is not nitru with a lech of a kairi, only if you have two batim and two chatzeris. And here, once again, on Amid Beis, he says that you cannot be ma'arif through the windows in the case where there's a goy on the other side, because diris akum loishme dira, and you don't have, you're not realizing the requirement of batim and chatzeris, because you diris akum loishme dira. So what does he have to say it twice for? Tzricha, no, I do need it twice. If it would only be from the Amid Aleph halacha that you need batim and chatzeris, and now we turn to daf ayin hey Amid Aleph havamina, I would have thought dira. So if you call him shma dira, I would say that true, you need two chatzeris, you need two batim, and a goy's dira, I would say, is a dira. Even though Tosis points out divra maschal hava mina, that we have been learning the whole perek over here that concerning the halachas of eruv chatzeres, the dira, the living the living space of the goy is not considered a living space. But here, where through my saying diras avikam shma dira, we would be able to be matur the mavui, so we would be lenient and we would say that diras akum is shma dira to be matur the mavui. Kamash Malan, therefore he has to tell me the second halacha, the dira sarv gechavim loishma dira, that you know why, in the case of the windows, why that shtufim avos didn't work, because on the other side of the imavui, there was no chotzer, because the dira of the goy is not considered a dira. The Imei HaChanifi would just have told, if Rav would have just said his halacha by dira, by the case of the windows, Imei HaChavamina lo yadana batim kama. I would say, okay, dira is akum, lo yishma dira. And therefore, you don't have a chatzar, a viable chatzar on the other side of the mavui. So I know that you have to have, in order to make a viable shtufim mavois, you have to have two chatzeris. And if I have a goy, I don't have two chatzeris. If I would have had a Jew in the other chatzar, then in the case of the windows, I would say you have a bona fide chatzeris on both sides. But I wouldn't know how many batim you need. So kamash malon, batim train. That's why you had to tell me the halacha on ayin dalet amud aleph, that Rav said that not only do you need two chatzeris, you also need two batim. And that I wouldn't have learned from the halacha of the case of the windows. Hashdod, so that is all if Rav had not said his din by chatzer. But hashdod amar Rav afilu chatzer. But now that you tell me, Rabbi Yosef, that Rav said his din not only by mavi, but he said it by chatzer as well. So now, time of the Rav, the reason of Rav is a whole different reason. Because if he's saying his din by chatzer, then the halacha of shtei batim and shtei chatzeres doesn't apply. That applies by a mavui. It doesn't apply to a chatzer. So time of the Rav is a whole different reason. The kasavar, osur lasos yachad b'makam ovid kechavim. That even though we learned earlier in the Masechta, that if you have one goy and one Jew living together, the goy doesn't aser, according to the shita of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Gemara explained, because it's a milsa d'loy shchicha that a goy should live together with a Jew alone, because the Jew's afraid that the goy will kill him. But here, in the case of the windows, if you would allow an eruvi chatzeris, if you would allow a shtufi mevois to carry through the windows and then through the door into the mavui, so then the Jew would feel he's not alone. He has these people giving him things through the windows to carry it into the mavui. So he would feel not frightened. You would be encouraging his staying together with the goy. To encourage his staying with a goy alone, that the Chachamim didn't allow. That is the reason why Rav said this halacha, even by Chatzar, because it's also for you to encourage and to enable and to facilitate that a Yid should live alone with a goy. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, when he heard this, Ihachi, he said, Ihachi, now that you explained to me, Abaya, what the real reason of Rav was, if he would have only said his din by Movi, I would think the reason is that Dira Sakam Loish Madira, and you don't have Chatzeris and Batim. But now that you explained me that Rav said his din even by a chotzer, and the real reason is because also lasses yachad makom ayvid kechavim. Ihachi, if so, now I understand something else. Hayne de shemana leil Rav Tavla, that which I heard from Rav Tavla de Amar, that he said ayvid kechavim trei zimni. He said concerning this halacha of Rav with the windows, two times the expression ayvid kechavim. V'lo yadana my Amar, I didn't know what was the two times. Now I understand it. And Rashi gives two pshatim. Either he said two times Ayvon Kechavim means he said the din over twice. One time he said the case of Ayvon Kechavim by Mavli. A second time he said it by Chatzer. And the reason he said it twice by both is that you should know the real reason of Rav is because Asher Las is Yachad B'makom Ayvon Kechavim. Or Rashi says a different pshat, that when he said Ayvon Kechavim twice, he meant to say the following: you cannot make an Erev in this situation, a Shtufim Mevois, with the Goy on one side, not only by a Mavi, but even by a Chatzer. Why? Because You can't facilitate that a Jew should live by himself with a goy. You can't make a shtufim of voice with a goy in this case, because he can't cause a yid to live with a goy. So this was the repetition of the word goy, is because he was telling us the halacha, and he was giving you the reason, because he can't cause someone to live with a goy. Now, in this halacha, we have two. We'd like to end the shir with two machlokes rishonim. The first machlokes is, when we say this halacha of ein ma'arvin, there's a machlokes. Does that mean that you can't make any eruv chatzeres or shtufim voice in this situation? Not only can't you carry from the first house that's next to the mavi into the mavi, but neither can you carry through the windows into, from the third house to the second, from the second to the first, even there the Eruv HaTzeres won't work, or no? Some Rishonim say that the only thing you're not allowed to do is from the first house into the Mavui. Masha'en came from the last two houses into the first house, that the Eruv HaTzeres will help, as long as it doesn't cause the Yid to go into the Mavui with all the Chafetzim that are now in the first house. And finally, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that when the Gemara speaks about a case with windows, it's lav dafka windows. Hu adin, it's doors as well. Except normally between houses, people build windows and do not build houses. However, Tosfos says no, that this whole din of Rav is specifically by windows. But if there are bona fide doors connecting the three properties together, so this yid already doesn't feel alone with the goy. He has a very good access from one house to the other through a doorway, not just through a window. If it's through a window, then he feels sort of separated from his neighbor, and then he in fact feels alone with the goy, so we don't want to make him feel comfortable with the goy, and therefore ain ma'arvin, Rav Paskins. But if there's already doors anyway between the three Jewish neighbors on the one side of the Mavui, so the Jew already doesn't feel alone, and then you're not causing him to feel alone with the goy, and then in fact an Eruv HaTzeres would be permitted, even according to Rav, and allow everyone to carry into the Mavui.